Discussing pro wrestling with industry insiders, past, present, and future. This is the Wrestling News Blog official podcast.
We got some AEW news for you today. Wow. Brother versus brother at Double or Nothing. Yes, that's right. It's going to be Dustin Rhodes versus Cody Rhodes. And of course, there was plenty of reaction to this match. That event, May 25th at the MGM Garden Arena in Las Vegas. How much bigger for AEW can it get than Dustin Rhodes versus Cody Rhodes, the two sons of the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes? We're going to talk about the Crockett Cup in this episode as well. And so basically our blast from the past type segment that we do on a regular basis is the old along with the new. And of course, you can't talk about Dustin and Cody without remembering the Dream. The Dream being the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. Listen to the full promo from Dustin Rhodes for his match against his brother Cody. I know you're going to enjoy this.
This is not a new beginning for me in my career. I have done it all, literally. 30 years in the business. My legacy is intact. I am Dustin Rhodes. I'm getting older, they're getting younger and faster, but just like every arena that I go to, and I go do something very spectacular because I give my 110% every single time that I step in those ropes, they chant, "You still got it." Well, I never lost it. So this isn't a new beginning for me. If this is one last ride, let's bill it as one last ride. Okay, that's fine. That's awesome. I like it. But it sounds to me like Cody is trying to put me out to pasture or something. Good luck with that, little brother. Good luck with that. I have done just about everything there is to do. And he is just filling his shoes right now. He has a long way to go. I say this a lot. I'm very proud of my brother Cody. He is just now coming into his own shoes. He hasn't filled them yet. Just like me, back in the day, I wanted to fill my dad's shoes and I could never do that, but I didn't know that. I did not know that because I wasn't old enough to realize that. He's not old enough to realize that yet. Dad was very charismatic. Yes, I am great bell to bell. I don't consider myself better than Cody. I mean, I don't look at it that way. He is very talented in the ring. Now he's at the helm of this gigantic company fixing to take off and shoot to the moon, AEW. He's got a lot of pressure on him. He has a lot to learn also.
You know, Cody was raised much differently than I was. And I was there for a lot of that. And I saw a lot of it and how they were treated as opposed to how I grew up. And to be quite frank with you, I think he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth. There is a rift between us. I don't really know exactly what the problem is or what that rift actually is, but it's probably something to do with his upbringing, him being the younger brother, 16 years younger, and he sometimes, you know, makes it a point that's my fault that I wasn't there for him. Well, I was there when he won two state championships in wrestling in high school. I was there for him whenever he needed. I was always there for my little brother. Cody didn't ask. He didn't ask me to help him with his character. That was his deal. And, you know, quite frankly, he did an awesome job at it. He did a great job at this character. I'm not going to send him down a path that's going to hurt him. To me, that's a jab in my side, you know. It's hurtful.
He is my blood. I love him with all of my heart. And for him to say that hurts me. And I never told anybody that until today.
They're always saying that him and I have nothing in common. Well, I beg to differ on one thing in particular, and that's going out and getting something. That's leaving the nest and going out on your own and doing it. I left the nest. I left the Dustin Rhodes name to do something that was way before its time that shocked the world. And pulled it off and did a great job at it. And here we are 30 years later. Cody is doing the same thing.
I know everything there is to know about my little brother Cody. And he is one egotistical son of a b-. There's so many times that I've told him how proud I am of him, how much I love him, and how Dad would be proud of him and everything that he's accomplished. Never, not one time, never has he said, thanks, man, I really do value your opinion. You are wonderful, I love you to death. No, I don't get that from Cody.
The red stands for life. The black stands for death. The past that I've had was dark, and I came out and survived.
I think Cody's making a mistake having a match with me. I do.
Cody is facing his reckoning.
There has to be an end to it. So you're going to get all of me. The world is going to get all of me. Everything that I have. This is a fight that needs to end. This should have ended years ago.
One last ride. Or is it?
Let's look at some of the responses that came in after this announcement was made. AEW on theirs. It's official, Brother versus W, May 25th in Las Vegas. Join Dustin Rhodes for one last ride. His new shirt is now available. And you just got to know that the family is excited. AEW as a company has to be excited. And I tell you what, all of us here at Wrestling News Blog, the official podcast, are excited about this. The announcement came out, and one of the first things that happened was we talk by messenger a lot, and there's messages popping up from John and messages popping up from Trevor that this huge, huge announcement came about. In other AEW news, there's some new signings. Private Party, a tag team from New York City from House of Glory, has joined the roster. Peter Avalon, a heel wrestler from California, mainly in championship wrestling from Hollywood, is now part of AEW. Leva Bates, the former Blue Pants of WWE NXT, is along with the roster of AEW. Now, regarding Bates and Avalon, the storyline is that the Young Bucks believe Avalon is the librarian character that has played out on Twitter, while Cody Rhodes is going with Bates as the librarian. They had tweets back and forth. Who is the librarian? I mentioned several weeks ago that a friend of mine had sent in a audition tape for that. Apparently they are going, well, we don't know what direction they're going in. And, lots of things going on in AEW. Can't wait for the big show from Las Vegas coming up. All right, let's quickly go through some news from WWE from the past week. Looking at story, Ronda Rousey and her, well, her WWE run and her injury and her future with WWE. She said that the original plan was to just be in WWE for a short time, but she originally approached them, or I approached them. I thought I'd only be able to wrestle from WrestleMania until November because we were ready to start a family. We came to the WWE as, hey, before we have a baby, I just want to come and do this for a couple of months because it's something I always wanted to do. It just kind of snowballed. Instead of being like a small detour in my life, it became my whole life for an entire year, and I completely fell in love with it. She broke a bone in her hand during the match with Becky Lynch and Charlotte, and she finished by saying, I don't want to make any promises about the future when I don't know how I'm going to feel in the future. So that's what's up with Ronda Rousey. Sasha Banks, man, what's going on with her? The latest is she reportedly wants to sit out the rest of her WWE contract. This thing's going to get nasty, it seems like. There's no word yet on when Banks would be eligible to leave the company, but it was noted that the WWE could add time to the contract for the time she spends not working in a situation similar to Neville when he left the company. It's official. Becky Lynch, the man, Becky Two Belts, is going to be doing double duty at WWE Money in the Bank. It was already reported that she would be facing the Raw opponent in Lacey Evans on SmackDown Live. It was made official then that she would also, on the same night, be facing Charlotte Flair. What's going to happen there? We'll see. Last week, I believe I mentioned this. I'm almost positively sure I did. With Kevin Owens becoming an honorary member of the New Day, last week I kept thinking, well, Kevin Owens is going to turn heel on them. And, well, it didn't happen last week, but it certainly did this week. And finally, the WWE has canceled the upcoming Backlash pay-per-view. WWE has reportedly canceled the upcoming Backlash pay-per-view on June the 16th. WWE is planning an event in Saudi Arabia on June 7th. And according to the Wrestling Observer or the Observer, WWE felt the two shows would be too close together, so they will just run the Saudi Arabia event. There's a quick roundup of news from the WWE from this past week. Next story we want to talk about is one that, well, kind of the ugly part of the business, and it involves three different entities. It involves the WWE, it involves AEW, and it involves the StarCast 2 event that is to take place on the weekend of AEW's big event coming up. WWE is reportedly exercising its right to withhold talent from any events deemed not in the company's best interest by pulling The Undertaker and Kurt Angle from StarCast 2. Event organizer Conrad Thompson told Sports Illustrated that a deposit had been made to The Undertaker before announcing his inclusion in the event back in February. Now, if you remember back then, this was a huge deal that Taker was going to be at an event on the same weekend as AEW's big event. Was Taker going to be at the AEW show, or was he not? Had Taker maybe signed on with AEW or not? Well, we'll find out the answers to that a little later in this segment. Event organizer Conrad Thompson told Sports Illustrated that they had made the deposit. And shortly after the event was announced that the Undertaker being there, he was contacted by the Dead Man's management team and told that the WWE said he couldn't appear at the event. Taker's deposit was returned, and that was taken care of. Thompson said this, "I had a friend discuss the situation with Vince McMahon, and I was assured the heat wasn't on me or my event, but rather the Undertaker shouldn't be doing personal appearances outside of WWE." That was told to Sports Illustrated by Thompson. I was assured that damages would be covered, a suitable replacement offered, or some sort of compromise to make everyone happy. He added that for the event, he suggested Vince McMahon, Hunter, or Stephanie McMahon take part. And I also said I would donate 100% of the proceeds to Connor's cure and match the donation personally, which would turn a negative into a positive for everyone involved. Thompson was told that he couldn't book any main roster superstars and then tried to book Shawn Michaels, but HBK reportedly backed out due to the close proximity of StarCast and AEW. Thompson said, "I asked to keep Kurt Angle and announce Shawn Michaels as a replacement for The Undertaker. I offered to book everyone through the office. I wanted to play by the rules, but I felt like I already had, since each of these guys were actively marketing themselves for outside appearance via booking agents or their own social media. I have checked in daily for a week now, and nothing is changing." According to Sports Illustrated, Angle and Undertaker both signed new WWE deals after taking the booking, which allowed their employer to keep them from working at StarCast 2. Once again, the ugly side of the wrestling business. Kind of an interesting side story on something that happened at an indie wrestling event this past week. At an MKE event, this story is told by the founder of MKE, Silas Young, when he appeared on the Busted Open radio. During the interview, Young discussed their big event last Friday at the Knights of Columbus in West Ailes, Wisconsin. And in that event, there was a masked man who did a run-in, and he helped Ace Steele defeat Derek St. Holmes. Now, it's been confirmed that masked man was indeed CM Punk. That's right. CM Punk did the run-in at the show. Punk and Dave Prazak, who was involved with the show, were both trained by Steele, and Prazak managed Punk early on in his career. Again, Silas Young discussed Punk's appearance during the interview, and I kind of like the way this goes. While he wouldn't 100% state that it was Punk, he discussed why Punk might have made the appearance. He noted that Punk wrestled in the building, and the building is about to be torn down next month, as a matter of fact. Punk wrestled there during the beginning parts of his career. Young said, "That's the building where Punk kind of got his start. Shortly before that match happened, my wife came up to me because she was one of the managers in the match. She was like, 'I heard Punk's going to do a run-in.' It made sense," again, says Young, "with the match being with Ace Steele and having Dave Prazak involved. Those guys are longtime friends, and they broke into the business together. Punk had maybe his first match in that building. That building has had wrestling for years and years, and a lot of guys got their start there. Unfortunately, it's going to be torn down early next month, so we were the last event there. I think it's just one of those things where he wanted to pay a little respect or a little homage to it." Now, Punk was never backstage at the show. Word is that he waited in his car outside the venue before doing the run-in, and then left immediately afterwards. Young said Punk was never at the building beforehand. He wasn't at the building after. He came, did the run-in in a mask. And remember, we heard earlier that Young wasn't 100% sure. But he did the run-in and left in a mask. And again, Young says, I can't even 100% say it was CM Punk, but from what I was told, it was. And I don't know why anyone would lie to me. That's what I was told, and I like to believe it, he said. For if nothing more than the publicity, it got MKE Wrestling. Now, if you'd like to listen to the entire interview, you can go to WrestlingNewsBlog.com, scroll down to the article, Possible Reason Why CM Punk Did Run In at Indie Wrestling Event. There's a picture with the story that shows CM Punk earlier that day in a certain hoodie, and then it is a picture of the person who did the run-in under a mask with the same hoodie on. Was it CM Punk? I think we can say yes, it was. I think for every one of us here at the Wrestling News Blog official podcast, think that this is the biggest story in wrestling right now. Wanted to talk to you for a second about the Crockett Cup that's coming up. 33 years ago, Jim Crockett Promotions partnered with Mid-South Wrestling to present the first ever Jim Crockett Senior Memorial Cup that took place in New Orleans, Louisiana. On April 27, 2019, that's in just a couple of days, the National Wrestling Alliance, in association with the Crockett Foundation, will partner with Ring of Honor Wrestling to bring the classic tag team tournament, the Crockett Cup, back to North Carolina at the Cabarrus Arena in Concord, North Carolina. Let's take a look at what the card has in store for us for that night. Let's see. Nick Aldis, the champion, versus Marty Scurll, the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship. Willie Mack, champion, versus Colt Cabana for the NWA National Championship. Allison Kay versus Santana Garrett for the vacant NWA Women's Championship. The Briscoes versus the Rock and Roll Express in the Crockett Cup first round. Villain Enterprises, PCO and Brody King versus Satoshi Kojima and Yugi Nagata, Crockett Cup first round match. Flip Gordon and Bandido versus Guerrero Maya Jr. and Stuka Jr. first round match. The War Kings, Crimson and Jax Dane, versus the winner of the Wild Card Tag Team Battle Royal. Then the Wild Card Tag Team Battle Royal winner is the eighth entrance into the cup. We also need to make mention that the news was reported that the women's championship had been vacated by Jazz, and a new champion will be decided at the Crockett Cup. Allison Kay, also known as Impact Wrestling Sienna, was originally scheduled to face Jazz, but will now go against an opponent that looks like has been named, that hasn't been named, and will be sometime before the big event. But Jazz is out. Wrestling, our Impact Wrestling's Sienna was in the event, and we'll find out who is going to be her opponent. Now, a little on Jazz. She won the championship back in September of 2016, holding it for, get this, 946 days, which is the third longest behind Debbie Combs and everyone knows the Fabulous Moolah. Ring of Honor being part of this big event. Block A, again, Here are the teams. Briscoes versus the Rock and Roll Express. Briscoes from Ring of Honor. Rock and Roll Express from NWA. PCO and Brody King from Ring of Honor versus New Japan Pro Wrestling's Kojima and Nagata. In the second block, Block B, Flip Gordon and Bandido from Ring of Honor versus Stuka Jr. and Guerrera Maya Jr., CMLL. Crimson and Jax Dane from the NWA versus the wild card winner from the Battle Royal. Also, there will, and this is where earlier I mentioned that as a part of the blast from the past, joining along with the present, we mentioned a team there, Rock and Roll Express, that's from the past and the present. There's also going to be Legends of Jim Crockett Promotions, including all three members of Jim Cornette's Midnight Express. Now think about that. The music for the Midnight Express. Oh, man. And all three members, Stan Lane, Beautiful Bobby, Dennis Condrey, the Midnight Express. Think about the Rock and Roll Express, some of the battles that those teams went through back in the day. Now, there's also going to be legendary NWA referee Tommy Young. Get these two names from back in the WCW days. Nikita Koloff, Magnum TA. What kind of matches did they go through back when? All are going to be a part of this huge event Friday night. Saturday night. Let me get that straight. I'm a day ahead of myself here. Saturday night, April 27th. Bell times at 7 o'clock. And let's see. For other information, there will be a VIP event from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. featuring special panels with all the legends, Billy Corgan, Nick Aldis, Willie Mack, Kojima, Nagata, Flip Gordon, and Bandido, plus more. There's a special Friday night dine-in and eat with Nick Aldis and Marty Scurll. Man, I'm just telling you, talking about this gets me pumped up. It's bringing back memories of the WCW days. And I know we talk about AEW, and so many things right now are giving me good memories of back when WCW on Turner Broadcasting. We're talking about the name Rhodes. We're talking about the name Koloff. We're talking about the name Magnum TA, the Rock and Roll Express, the Midnight Express, Jim Cornette, and the Crockett Cup. Jim Crockett Promotions. Man, this is good stuff. You don't want to miss following this. Let me just click over to another article real quick before we end this segment. Five reasons why you should be excited about this. The appearance of legends, and I mentioned all of them that are going to be there. NWA National and NWA Women's title matches. We've got Ring of Honor, but we've got NWA, and there's title matches that's going to be taking place. Flip Gordon on the third reason why you should be excited, and Bandido team up for the first time. They've been in the ring together on two occasions on opposite sides of a 10-man tag match and as opponents in a four-corner survival match. Both times, the fast-rising young stars electrified the crowd. Now they've joined forces for the Crockett Cup tournament. That's reason number three. Reason number two, the Briscoes face the Rock and Roll Express in a first-round dream match. When Ricky and Robert Gibson, the Rock and Roll Express, competed in the inaugural Crockett Cup tournament, Jay and Mark Briscoe were toddlers. Now the Briscoes are regarded as the greatest tag team in Ring of Honor history and one of the top teams in the sport. Meanwhile, the Rock and Roll Express continue to be very active on the independent scene, where the Hall of Famers routinely defeat teams who aren't even half their age. The number one reason Marty Scurll challenges Nick Aldis for the NWA World's title. That's the five reasons that you... that not the five reasons, but it is five reasons why the Crockett Cup Tag Team Tournament, this big event, the tournament is back after an absence of more than 30 years. You can get that on pay-per-view, and you can get the information at the official wrestling news blog website, www.wrestlingnewsblog.com. Want to take a look at a big event coming this Sunday, the 28th, for Impact Wrestling, their pay-per-view Rebellion. Again, Sunday, April 28th, from the Rebel Entertainment Complex in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. They present live on pay-per-view, which is available on the traditional pay-per-view sites, as well as Fight. It's at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and you'll see for the Impact World Championship with a special guest referee, Lance Storm. Look him up if you don't know who Lance Storm is. If you do know, you'll be excited that he's part of this match. The champion, Johnny Impact versus Brian Cage. Also, there's Tessa Blanchard versus Gail Kim. Ought to be an excellent match there with the ladies. Impact World Tag Team Championship, Full Metal Mayhem, the champions, Lucha Brothers versus LAX. Impact Knockouts Championship, the champion, Taya Valkyrie versus Jordan Grace. And the Impact X Division Championship, Rich Swann, the champion, versus Sammy Callahan. Now, I hope you realize that we are working hard to make sure that we bring you more than just WWE. We want to do Impact. We want to do AEW. We want to do Ring of Honor. We want to do the Crockett Cup. And this show today kind of emphasizes what we want to do as a group with John and Trevor and myself. We don't want to just be the WWE here. We have a segment, and that's good. But we also want to give some credit to these other organizations, deserving credit. And so excited about what Impact has coming this Sunday, and give them some support. That's it for this week's edition of the Wrestling News Blog official podcast. Bookmark us on your favorite podcast source and share us with your friends who enjoy professional wrestling. Check us out at WrestlingNewsBlog.com and on all of our social media accounts. Take care, and we'll be back next week.
The Wrestling News Blog official podcast.
If you enjoyed today's show, please head over to iTunes, give us a rating, and leave a review.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Thank you for listening.